Authenticity, curiosity, intimacy. These are important for success in your personal life. But they are also the foundations of a new mindset leading to true success, fulfillment, and happiness in business. A New Business Mindset is a series of conversations with business leaders in which they share the importance of real business relationships founded and based upon authenticity, curiosity, and intimacy. It is a show in which we learn how to cultivate a new business mindset and become more successful, fulfilled, and happy in our own careers. And now, here are your hosts.
And welcome to the show once again. One of the highlights of my week, where once again I get to hang out with my co-host Todd Schnick and go on a fascinating journey of discovery with a really interesting guest. Before I introduce today's guest, let's just catch up with Todd. How are you doing today, Todd?
I'm doing well, Gareth. How are you?
I'm doing extremely well.
I'm looking forward to this conversation.
I am as well. Let's just reflect for a minute on last week.
Yeah, with our conversation with Joe, you know, he said something right at the end of the conversation that I thought was really interesting. He said, if you are happy, if you are fulfilled, if you are finding meaning in how you conduct your life, then that rubs off on other people. And he said, it's that way that you can be a covert change agent in your organization, because that affects the people and it can affect change. I thought it was an interesting way to think about it.
It's a lovely way to look at it. Yep. I think it's right. It really happens one person at a time.
It does.
I'm delighted to welcome Cassius Butts to the show today. Cassius was appointed by President Barack Obama in 2011 as administrator for the SBA programs in the southeastern U.S. He's overseen three record-breaking years, and nearly $15 billion in SBA-backed loans have been awarded to small businesses in his region. Prior to joining the SBA, Cassius was employed at HUD, where he began his federal career as a Presidential Management Fellow, Branch Chief, in 2002 under the Bush administration. Since 1992, he's worked in leadership positions for Bank of America, Fleet Bank, and the City of Atlanta. As a small business owner, he co-founded CB Consulting Group, LLC, which primarily offered entrepreneurial strategy and community engagement services. Cassius has an extremely long list of accomplishments, so I won't list them all, but just a couple of highlights. He's been featured on NPR, CNN, and ESPN. He was recognized with a U.S. House of Representative proclamation for his achievements, and he is a graduate of a school I admire greatly, Morehouse College, as well as Clark Atlanta University's School of Public Administration. He was inducted into the 100 Black Men of Atlanta, Inc. in April 2015, and is a 2012 graduate of Leadership Atlanta. Cassius, you're looking up at the sky a little bit. That's a long list. Welcome to the studio.
Gareth, thank you so much for having me here today. And Todd, pleasure. First time. I really do appreciate having an opportunity to make your presence. I hear that, and sometimes I say, who are they talking about?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it throws me off a little bit, but just glad to be here to talk about the United States Small Business Administration and also really some innovative approaches I think I've taken on to make certain that our communities are hearing about ways to access capital and become the serial entrepreneurs that many people aspire to be.
Well, looking forward to hearing about it. Let's start with, tell us a little bit about SBA.
Oh, sure. SBA, United States Small Business Administration. It is a cabinet level agency elevated to cabinet level about 4 years ago when President Obama took on this notion that the highest cost for small businesses is healthcare. And took an approach where he wanted to raise the level of really getting access to capital to the communities or to small businesses a lot easier by helping them to have healthcare in place. The reason why I'm bringing up healthcare is because of the confirmation of Healthcare Act, Obamacare being confirmed, hopefully sealed for the last time this week. But the biggest cost for you to be a small business owner is to have affordable healthcare. And so SBA is one of the areas in which we help people to give access to capital for them to start and grow their business, and counseling, which comes at no cost. And the best part about it, Gareth, I look at it like a lot of other people may not look at it. And Todd, you'll hear more about this. I look at things not necessarily at left or right or red, blue, but green. Access to capital is what I believe what makes our economy run. So no matter what side of the aisle you're on, you need access to capital to start your business. And we at the SBA are here to help you. Mary Contreras, we just helped to rebrand our agency to a degree, calling the smart, bold, and accessible for SBA. And so hopefully we're doing some pretty good things and making a difference.
And you bring a personal mission there, I think. I mean, you got to...
Yeah. Well, you know, I come from a family of entrepreneurs. My father, my late father, was an aerospace engineer and actually was owner of a couple of auto repair shops back up north in Philly. And my mother is owner of family-owned daycares. And so she and my father kind of embedded that entrepreneurial spirit with my brother and I, and we have not looked back from it. So we like to help people to start and grow their business, and something I'm really passionate about. And so working here in the SBA, it was just a perfect fit.
I'm trying to think of a play on colors here, but I'm not doing very well. Access to capital in the green is certainly critically important.
Sure.
But one of the themes we spent a lot of time on this show talking about is it's not just about the money. It's about how you live your life with that money. It's not just Certainly. About the dollars and cents of creating a business structure, mm-hmm. but it's about people and how you handle people and how you live your life as a person. You and I have had a couple of conversations in which I got a sense that that feeds through in the way you approach your mission here, Cassius.
Yeah, we've taken a different approach with helping entrepreneurs. And I can definitely say I have. And years ago, when people needed access for capital to purchase their homes for the first time at the U.S. Department of HUD, I used to work some many moons ago, we may have done a pretty good job of giving them access to capital, helping to purchase their homes for the first time. Probably could have done a better job by doing two things. One, telling them that, hey, this is not the right product for you. And two, today's not your day. And so I've taken that mindset of asking my staff to be certain to educate those aspiring entrepreneurs and let them know that just receiving the capital is just, you know, that's part of it. But you really have to be passionate about it. And you have to realize that you're following your purpose. It goes into one of my personal sayings that your passion is your purpose and your purpose is your plan, which means whatever you're passionate about, that's your purpose in life. You have to build a plan around it. You have to build your own ecosystem, if you will. And sometimes it really means planning your dream. Surrounding yourself with like individuals, but also surrounding yourself with folks who are not like you, and which I'm a huge advocate of. So I believe that if you can do that, if you want to rely on your talents to feel as though you're making a contribution in society and you can get paid doing it as an entrepreneur, then great. At the SBA, we want to help you to do that, but we want to do it the right way too. We don't want to just give out loans.
Right.
That's why the counseling piece is so important. When we talk about the three C's of SBA, it's access to counseling, contracting, and capital. So when you think about that, sure, we're going to insure the loan that you're looking to take out, whether you're starting a restaurant or you're looking to have a landscaping company or a marketing company, but also contracting. The federal government is the largest purchaser of goods and services in the world. And so if you have a product, the United States federal government wants to probably buy it. And this is now the second year in a row that we have met our contracting goals, making certain that over 23% of federal contracts are given to small business. And so that was just announced this past Friday. We're very proud about that because I think we're doing it a little bit smarter than what we've done in the past. And the last part of counseling, we have our resource partners such as SCORE, our retired executives that help folks to realize those dreams. We have women business centers. We have our small business development centers, which are located on the campuses such as Georgia State and University of Georgia and Kennesaw. But that's the best part about it, Gareth, is that we're educating more. And we're trying to let more and more people know that these opportunities exist because you paid your taxes. So there's no cost. And I want to make certain that folks realize that there's no cost for any of these services that we have to offer. And so we've got some ways to go, but I think we've made some pretty good strides.
Well, there's just no more excuses, right? I mean, you mentioned the aspiring entrepreneur. There's too many of those, right? And the reason they don't ever pull the trigger and start their business is they think it's too complicated. And they also think, I don't have access to the green, right? Well, so you solve those problems. So grateful for the work that you're doing on that. But your comment about maybe it's not your day. I mean, sometimes someone's not necessarily the right entrepreneurial fit. When you're talking to someone who is considering doing this, what's the best couple of pieces of advice that you would share to say, all right, here's the questions you need to think about and ask yourself before we know that this is the right move for you to make?
Sure. The first thing, I go back to making certain that you're passionate about it. I mean, let's be honest, if you really want to be a part of a team, sports, rugby, football, soccer, you know, you have to be passionate about the sport. You know, I'm not going to wake up at 7 a.m. to run and train to get in shape just because. I have to be passionate because it's important for me to be healthy so I can be a part of the whole team. So I tell people, if you're passionate about becoming an entrepreneur, great. You've got to have passion about it because no one's going to wake you up. No one's going to push you more than you're going to push yourself. The second thing is not to go into business alone. There's a reason why there's a Ben and Jerry's. There's a reason why, you know, there are these tag team approaches when it comes to business. Microsoft, for example, started off with two individuals that took out an SBA grant, $50,000. They're the conglomerate that they are today. But there are folks who...
Did you get any stuff?
Well, you know, absolutely not at all. I wish I could. I could have at that time. I didn't know much about it at that time. But, you know, have an opportunity like this for your listeners to hear. Take advantage of it, because this is where the real rubber hits the road, to your point. What is it going to take? It's going to take some passion. It's going to take opportunity not to go into business by yourself. And for the third thing, how are you affecting the community in which you're looking, living to live, work, and play? Are you doing just because to make money? And if you are, great. But you have to realize that there's some recourse for that.
Yeah.
So you have to figure out what is your ultimate goal. I'm huge on when you make a pretty good income for yourself, to have a volunteer avenue way of giving back. So if you're looking to start a nonprofit that's opposite to the profit side of the business that you're starting, get into the mindset of helping someone else to learn what you know. So those millennials, I think they call them nowadays, Gareth, they're younger and they're younger, which is great, but they've got to be consciously social too. And I think we've got to find a way of making that connection to be consciously social while becoming this huge CEO at 24. What does that mean? And so we've got to surround ourselves with some good opportunities that's going to be beneficial for these millennials, as well as our seasoned entrepreneurs. They have an opportunity to say, hey, I'm finally doing something I really love to do. Well, educate someone else so they can do it a lot earlier and be a mentor to them too.
Do you formalize at all the consciously social side of things as you talk to people?
You know, I do personally, and I open the door professionally in the ways that we do it. For example, we just went into an agreement, a strategic alliance memorandum with the Georgia Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, residing there by Tisha Tallman. And Tisha and I talked about educating some of her members on what SBA does. And I said, great, Tisha, so this agreement that we went into play not too long ago was huge. We want not only the Georgia Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we did one with the Georgia Minority Supplier Development Council. We did another with the Greater Women Business Council with Roz Lewis. And so we went into these agreements thinking that here's an opportunity for us to educate your members on SBA. My ask of you to the CEOs, to the ones who's actually signing on the bottom line, is to be certain that your folks are signing up for the right reasons.
Right.
Because we want to be able to have some success stories out of this. But we want it the right way, too. We want to hear how are you, some of your members taking advantage of these opportunities and they're giving back.
Right.
And I asked them to do that, if they could just do it. Because here's the best part. It doesn't cost. So if we're providing the manpower, if you will, and we're providing the resources, the one I ask is make certain that your members are doing it for the right reason. And I think so far, I've been very pleased. We've led the region, if I'm not mistaken, to have more strategic alliance memorandums than any other region in the country, because I think it's just very necessary. So those strategic alliance memorandums come with 501(c) organizations or nonprofit organizations that are seeking to gain wisdom to their memberships. And this is just one way of going about doing it.
You've got a model here. I'm going to parrot back a few things I've heard. You've got a model here where, ultimately, your product, your measurable deliverable is green. It's giving people access to capital. But the framework within which you're doing that is one of alliances and partnerships and intentional relationships built about, as you put it, doing things for the right reasons, which are around a holistic view of life. It's around not just the business, but the community and giving back. So I'm hearing this like this holistic, this entire view of the world coming to bear. And coming out the other side, in the introduction, your bio, you've been getting great results.
Yeah.
So those two things seem to go together.
It seems to go together because I believe that the more and more that we become advanced as a society, the more and more that we become conscious about our intentions, and that's to my belief, to realize your personal self, if you will, and that you can't first do it by yourself. And not to get too simple, but it took two individuals to make one individual, if that makes sense. You know, it took a mom and a dad,
right.
You know, and I'm speaking from a medical position, if you will, but just knowing that, having that notion that it took two sides of chromosomes to come together to form one individual. I had that same mindset when it comes to business,
right?
That if you're going to be successful, there's a whole world out there. So you have to be certain that you're being inclusive with just about every walk of life. You have to make certain that you're being intentional, that you're doing it because you believe that what you have to offer is going to bring some positive change, or it's going to bring some positive acclimates to that community or that group that you're looking to work with. And the third thing is that you have to be a little bit selfish. And what I mean by selfish is that I believe in working and working hard. You know, my dad did it. He retired. He was an aerospace engineer. And he got a nice pension when he retired. I think they gave him a watch. And I think I still have some money in one of these drawers. But I really was proud about my dad of having his own businesses. I was proud of my mom of having her own businesses. And I say that because they realized that when they were brought into this world, they had something to offer. And it made a difference in someone else's life. That touch inspired someone and inspired me. So I'm here today.
In my view, Cassius, that's the evolving definition of what an entrepreneur is. And I think, at least I hope it is generally when you're entrepreneurial, you're solving a problem, right? There's a need in the marketplace and you're going to create a solution or a product that's going to solve a problem. So I'm seeing that more and more entrepreneurial people, that defines who they are. And I think the key lesson here, Gareth, for our audience is, you know, Cassius, a lot of people that listen to this show are probably target-rich environment for what you guys do because they're languishing in some corporate environment and they're not finding meaning or fulfillment and they're yearning for something bigger and meaningful. And I think what the SBA is doing in terms of providing these resources and this counseling, which I think is the real gem there, that's what I worry people aren't taking advantage of. I'm curious if you share this, but I'm optimistic that that's where the entrepreneur is, and that's the mindset that they have to have. If you're not feeling that, then I don't think you're entrepreneurial, and you're probably going to settle for that corporate grind.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the best part about it is that, let's be honest, everyone does not operate without some type of structure. You know, some people need structure, and they need to be kind of directed and need to be say, hey, I need to be here from 9 to 5. That's okay. And there's nothing wrong with that. But for me, when over 90% of the United States economy runs off of small business. Just a true fact. Anyone can look it up, fact check me. Knowing that is true means that folks like yourselves, you're the ones who's really running this economy, right? And you did it because you come from, at one point in time, a corporate structure, you know, that gave you some great experience and gave you some great intuition of
skills.
How to make skills. Sure, sure. So you took that, right? And now you said, I'm going to do this for myself, right? And what the SBA offers is one-on-one confidential counseling with some other CEOs who said, hey, we're going to help you with business plans. We're going to help you with projections, with all this great stuff at no cost, right? No cost. And so you will have a mentor for life. And what better way to have a mentor for life in whatever area that you're looking to start and engage yourself in business than the SBA? It doesn't cost not one thing. And so I stress that point because a lot of people may not know that. And once they know that, like, hey, you know what? I don't have to do this alone. I can get some guidance. And so we asked for them to reach and to talk to our folks at our district office located right downtown on Peachtree Street in Atlanta, Georgia. And for any of your other listeners who are in other parts of the country and the world for that matter, actually, you can go to our website at sba.gov. Click on that respective area where you're located. And there's our contact information, it's our email, it's our phone number, and we will talk to you. You know, we are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The web is. Go to the web and you can take a look at some of these success stories. If you're in technology and innovation, we have an area for you. If you're a startup, we have something for you. If you're a seasoned entrepreneur, got something for you too. So I'm just elated to take my experience as a former executive in the private sector and former semi-retired entrepreneur. I had to give that up when I took this gig. Yeah. And now be able to help communities as a whole. It's just a very rewarding feeling. Yeah.
And you look a happy man with it, Cassius. It's just wonderful to have you here.
Thank you.
We're about out of time, I'm afraid, so we need to move on. But before we do, how can people get a hold of you if they want to learn more about you or about the SBA?
We are open 24/7. On the web, sba.gov, but you can also follow us on Twitter at SBA Southeast. A lot of times you'll see me personally for at Cash's Butts. That's my Twitter, but no, my SBA handle is SBA Southeast. So that's in case for folks who actually look me up and see two of those listed. Our office is downtown Atlanta, Georgia, the regional office, and that's 404-331-4999.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Cassius, thank you again for being on the show. It's been a delightful conversation.
We appreciate it. Thank you. And I'd love to come back anytime you guys will have me.
We'll have to find the time to do that, Cassius. Okay. That'd be great.
All right.
From my co-host, Todd Schnick, from myself, Gareth Young, from our guest, Cassius Butts, thank you so much for being with us today. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you in 1 week's time. All right. So long for now.
You have been listening to A New Business Mindset, a radio show about the importance of authenticity, curiosity, and intimacy in business. To catch other great conversations and to learn more about the show, please visit us on newbusinessmindset.com. If you liked what you heard, and to really help us out, it'd be great if you'd visit and leave a review on iTunes. So thanks again for listening. A New Business Mindset will return next week.